My early riser tendencies were rewarded this morning with a brilliant sunrise. The bird chorus as background accompaniment made it truly worthwhile to be missing a few Z's and instead getting a few minutes of peace with nature. It is a good time to be appreciating the world around us, given that Earth Day is just around the corner. So this week, I thought we'd take a glimpse into the past and history of Earth Day and what it all means to the birds. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. Earth Day was born April 22, 1970, when Senator Gaylord Nelson took his desire to inspire awareness, appreciation, and ideally stewardship of the environment and turned it into our nation's largest organized celebration ever for the times. Over 20 million participants from small grassroots organizations, public schools, universities, and communities joined together to celebrate and voice their concerns for the health of our planet. The following year, the United Nations made it an international event with 141 countries participating, and in 2009, they designated April 22nd as International Mother Earth Day. Today, Earth Day continues to be celebrated around the world by over 175 countries. And true to Senator Nelson's vision, it remains a primarily grassroots event. So really, what is Earth Day all about? Perhaps it reminds us that we all share this planet. The recent disaster in Japan may have made this reality all the more evident as we all watch the skies and environmental reports regarding possible radiation contamination. Our actions don't just impact our own backyards, but the entire watershed in which we live. And perhaps we should think of watersheds as those on the land as well as in the fluid air that encircles the globe. Small watersheds flow into larger watersheds, and these watersheds connect all life on our planet. That's something rather big and worthy of perhaps more than just one day's notice. And of course, this is where the birds come in. Birds are everywhere. Almost 10,000 species of birds span our globe. Birds are present throughout every watershed, on all major land masses, including Antarctica, and even live over our open oceans. Conservative scientific estimates suggest there may be over 200 billion individual birds sharing our planet. About 925 species are found right here in the U.S., 641 of those can be found in California, and about half of those right here in Marin County. Remember that bird chorus I mentioned in the beginning? It's ramping up right now. Signaling the mating dance has begun, birds are beginning to stake out territories or practicing their songs as they prepare to migrate elsewhere. Birds may be the ultimate watershed connector, since those that migrate rely on a variety of different kinds of nature spaces depending on their seasonal needs. I can think of few things worse than a silencing of this chorus. I look forward to hearing how the chorus changes with the seasons, to welcoming new arrivals and saying see you soon to the travelers. And I guess that brings me back to Earth Day. Ideally, we'll see a day when there isn't a need for Earth Day, when we learn to appreciate and protect our planet every day. But for now, perhaps let's all challenge ourselves to make it Earth Month, and maybe even Earth Month for the birds. Plant a native plant, clean up trash from a beach or waterway, turn off your lights if you don't need them on, and maybe even take a walk or bike ride instead of jumping into a car. Not only will Mother Earth thank you, but you'll be taking small steps toward protecting our incredible birds. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.